team held on. Finally, also, I appreciate all my colleagues for voting ya boy into the top 100 on the NFL Network. Mad love and respect goes out to all y'all. God bless.
Kind of does go to show you just how good he is, though. He still made that damn 100 list. He didn't play last year. But that's how much respect they have for him. They know that he's that kind of player. Yeah, and he is. He just is. But he needs to understand that the contract is not just any ordinary contract. You're going into the National Football League. You and your agent are going to go in and negotiate for a contract top dollar based on who you are and what position you play. You're gonna have your agent try to get as much guaranteed money up, you know, on the money you've just decided on, plus some incentives, like OTAs, $250,000 in this case. But let me tell you something. The money wouldn't be where it is right now for running backs or anyone else unless the players that went before you went on strike and got free agency back and allowed you to move from team to team and shop around and bring your contract value up. These contracts, a top running back back in 87, when I came in with the St. Louis Cardinals, was making, I mean, Stump Mitchell had to have been making maybe $300,000 or $400,000. But, I mean, good running backs would make upward of about $700,000. He's getting 12.75. He got $8 million for sitting at home last year. So he needs to relax, because this has gotten good because a lot of people have found a way to get back to free agency with the CBA. As the NFLPA and all their attorneys that finally got it there. So he doesn't know. See, he needs to be informed. Like, I like it when, you know, people think they know everything too. But he doesn't. He doesn't understand where $12.75 million really originated from. And that's for other people going to bat and getting things where they're at now for a marquee player to make that kind of money.
I get what he's saying, because the NFL teams have all the power and they just throw players away, like he said, like trash. And it's sad and it's disgusting. And
it's true.
We talk about this all the time about why doesn't the NFL have guaranteed contracts like the three other professional sports. That's just the way it is. He signed the contract. He knew what it was going to be like. 651-989-9105. Mark from Edina, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Yeah, you guys just kind of hit on it, but with his contract, Dogra seems to be running the show here. I mean, you have Dogra, who's not getting paid for Adrian Peterson, if I understand that correctly, and he's the one that's actually pushing for Adrian to get this new contract so that he can capitalize on that and actually make some money. What are your thoughts?
I think that Dogra probably is under the impression that he knows someone well enough, perhaps Rick Spielman, well enough that he can actually make something happen for his client. I don't know how he's going to do it, because the Vikings are not in the business of just giving money away when someone is already a top paid athlete at that position in the National Football League, which Adrian is. You just don't start cutting new checks or guaranteeing any more money when that was already decided upon. That was what was fair when the contract was signed by both parties, including Ben Dogra. So I don't know where he's going with it. But when you negotiate, you have to have leverage, or you have to get up and walk away from the table, and they don't have any leverage. They've got him on contract for 3 more years. Top dollar. He won't see those last 2 years unless he kills it this year. And he better start right now at OTAs.
They're banking on the fact, Ben Dogra particularly, banking on the fact that the Minnesota Vikings are right on the verge, and they need Adrian Peterson. They need him in the background.
And they also proved last year they can get by, not with the stellar, dynamic, you know, all-star, top 100 player. They got it done, though. And with Bridgewater, with 1 more year under Bridgewater, and just some hard-nosed running by a cluster of running backs, but a pretty decent receiving core, and a healthy offensive line, they're going to probably have to tell him we can get this done, because they just did last year with an injured team.
People reacting to Adrian Peterson via his Twitter rant went on to say, if Adrian Peterson was being underpaid, I might have some sympathy, but he's due $12 million plus this year. Hello. Somebody, Kenny Mayne. I love Kenny Mayne.
Kenny Mayne's my favorite.
There's a chance Adrian Peterson thinks he's using the direct message function. Adrian Peterson, you're smarter than this, sir. Your legacy is on the line. Get people out of your ear and don't ruin what you work so hard to build.
Is that Kenny Mayne?
No, that was somebody else.
Okay.
You're a little crazy, yeah, how one-sided has so much power. Oh, that's Adrian Peterson. Yeah, he's a jackass.
Look, Get over it. Get over it. And he's got to figure it out right now that he can't sit out. He can't. There's no leverage, and they do have the power and his rights for 3 years. And they're saying you're going to play here, and you make more money than Marshawn Lynch.
Makes more money.
Or McCoy,
he makes almost
anybody.
He's making more money per paper, and I know Tom Brady's got has money that's going to be set aside. He's going to be paid till he's probably 65 from the New England Patriots, but he's being paid like a quarterback in a running back in a league that doesn't value running backs like they used to. Tom right. from Plymouth, right. You're on 105 The Ticket.
Hi guys, I was just wondering, when does this end? I mean, at some point, doesn't the Viking organization have to say, you know, this circus has gone on long enough, and the compromising, every member on the Vikings team is being compromised because of this one lunatic who wants to just manipulate the headlines and make it all about him. This is a team sport. And I think there comes a point where Ziggy's got to cut your losses to save the team. When does it end?
What's cutting your losses, though?
I don't know if it would really be a loss, because if they cut them, they'd have $12 or $13 million more dollars to pay for somebody else. So I don't know if there would be a loss, actually. The term is cut your losses just to stop playing the game that he's got them playing. But, I mean, at some point, this has to end, and it just keeps getting, AP is leading everybody around by the nose.
Well, he thinks he is. I don't think he is. He's mad, and he knows he doesn't have any control. That's what he's so mad about, is that it's so one-sided. He's upset about the one-sidedness and the power of the NFL contract, which is straight for the NFL owner. That's theirs. And they can do whatever they want with it. But he's going to have to play football. And they know Adrian well enough that they can tell him, we're not going to trade you. We are going to keep you here. And they know he wants to play. They know him well enough. He's not going to sit. If he sits down and doesn't play, I mean, I will be totally surprised.
Maybe we'll ask.
Totally surprised.
Yeah, of course. Maybe we'll ask Jim Rich this coming up next, because we've run out of time. Thank you, Tom, for calling in, Mark, too. Does this look bad for the Minnesota Vikings organization, or is this Adrian Peterson looking like the douchebag while the Vikings are just standing pat and going, look, you're the guy that got indicted. You're the guy that was convicted in Class A misdemeanor. You're the guy that was on the commissioner's exempt list. You're the guy that had to be reinstated by the NFL. We have you under contract. How do the Vikings look bad in this? But obviously people being fed up, we're fed up of talking about it. I mean, you and I talked yesterday saying, just want to talk about football, man. That's all we want to talk about.
Back to how he runs the football when he's here.
Don't want to talk about Adrian Peterson's off the field bull crap. We don't want to.
Yeah, it's hurting him. It's hurting him. Not the Vikings. He was the one that had the bad incident. He created that situation for himself. Now, it probably grew and grew and grew more so than it ever probably could have or should have, but he is Adrian Peterson. That's what drew the attention to it. It's an unprecedented case, and they had to do it right, because every player that does that down the road is going to have to follow suit in that same case.
Sure, but I don't think it's not helping the Vikings either, though. It's not a plus or a minus, I don't think, for the Vikings, but it's an interesting topic that we should talk about at some point.
Well, we can bring it up anytime. We'll do that in Mike's break, by the way. We'll do that. But Jim Rich is next, and that's how we roll around here. Jim Rich right here with us on the Radioactive Sports Show. I said sometimes.
Are you with me?
Screw off.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Where's the crown, Coach?
If they are who we
Where is the crown? We're looking. We've been looking for the crown. Denny, you know where the crown is?
Playoffs.
We're going to crown them.
What are you talking about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Playoffs?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Well, are you high?
As a kite. Ben, hurry up in there.
I don't feel good.
Hurry up in there. I come in there and hold your hair, but you don't have any. We don't have a cow.
Hey, Mike is kind of a prick.
So
huh?
are you, Hunter.
You're a prick, man. I don't even know you.
I don't know you anymore. You're different.
You're a prick, seriously.
Well, why don't you look in the mirror?
This franchise is Teddy's.
It's Adrian's.
If you have a telescope, Uranus is visible, too.
Let me take a look.
Because people like to say salsa.
Jim Rich, do you say salsa?
Because people like to say salsa.
That son of a bitch isn't on the phone right now.
He's not there. I'm going to mark that down somewhere. This is 2 days in a row now. You can go ahead and talk. But I
have now, tell me about Monster Jam. Drum. How do you win at the Monster Jam?
You win because you come here, and it's awesome.
Like, how does the drivers win? How do you win the race?
You win because your fan cheer you own. The biggest fan cheer is a winner.
That's how you get points, is by fan cheering.
Yes. The winner of the most cheers is a Medusa. She's not even doing
it. Who do you like the most out of all the monster trucks?
Obviously Medusa or Scarlet Bayonet because they're pink.
Great Digger!
I'm just joking.
Gotta love Southerners. A part of me wants to move where they live.
Yep.
Because life would be a hoot, wouldn't it?
It'd be awesome. You know, if that gal right there has one more beer, I mean, she's going to be...
She's sober, by the way.
She's
going to
probably go home in the grave digger. 41, are you there?
He's not doing his job.
Jeez, wow.
41. Are you talking to Jim Rich, or can we talk to Jim Rich, for God's sake?
41, he's from down south, isn't he? The way he does stuff around here. I don't know where Jim is, but regardless of that, I think that the topic of the day, probably the buzz around the station today, was when we started picking up on the Adrian Peterson Twitter account. Actually, it was Chris Thomason.
No, Adrian, I mean, my phone was starting to blow up because Adrian Peterson was having a bit of a meltdown.
Now, he hasn't reacted since then, though, has he?
No, he had a what they call in a chocolate orange. And he took a nap because that was enough internet for the day for him. A little over the internet, Dale.
When you get so doggone irate that you got to get on Twitter and start explaining to people what you think of the NFL contract. I mean, you know he's fed up. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
I love Adrian Peterson's situation only because I feel like he thinks he's the victim. And I get the fact that if maybe he's come up to a hard place, and granted, he's gone through a lot lately, right?
Yeah, of course. He's been through a lot.
Whether it was at his hands, his doing, or not, Adrian Peterson has gone through an awful lot for the last year. His son murdered, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago.
Was 2 years ago already?
Mm-hmm.
Son murdered. Didn't even really know the son. But still, heartbreaking.
Absolutely, it was horrible. And when we heard about him driving out there, heading out there to attend to what I don't think the child had died yet. Mm-mm. In the hospital.
No, he went to go visit him. I believe the child was on life support.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I knew a bunch of people. I'm starting to get all these tweets. We ended up calling the restaurant he was at, and this and that. We had no idea why he was down there. And then it comes out that his child died. So then, heck of a year. Obviously, you saw him down at training camp last summer. And he told you that he's found God. He's Leslie Frazier helped him find God. He's gotten married. He's settled down a little bit. Months later, he's indicted for child abuse. He plays one game in the NFL season on the commissioner's exempt list. Found guilty, Class A misdemeanor.
Should also be noted that I think it was like 7 months, 7 or 8 months after the child that we mentioned previously. Had been killed in South Dakota, that he, of all people, would be indicted on child abuse, alleged child abuse. But it truly happened. I couldn't believe it.
And I love, we talk about this often, I love Jesus. And so when Adrian tweets things out, Christian things, it makes me wonder, though, at the same time he tweeted out before he had his Twitter rant, when you've done everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. God's not going to help you get a new contract, buddy.
Well, Chris Carter used to think that if you prayed harder, you'd get a better contract.
It's just so frustrating sometimes.
But I don't know. I don't know. I too am a believer. But, you know, this guy has got to settle down and quit, you know, trying to rationalize everything with people and why he's doing what he's doing, and it doesn't matter to us at all. We want to see you in football pads. We've all kind of had it already, completely had it with him. We don't really care what he thinks anymore either. We do care about one thing, Like, if he can still play football here, that'd be good. I don't think the guy or the man behind the face mask matters to us anymore. But the guy on the field is going to put us on the map. And although he did what he did, he settled reckless assault, I think was what they called it. He did what he was supposed to do. Apparently the community service and everything is being tended to. The therapy sessions, both, I believe, in Texas and in New York, appointed by Roger Goodell. So he's doing what he's supposed to do. He has had a terrible year. You're right. The last couple of years. You're right. But for him to now melt into this Twitter thing, give up on it. Just get over it, because it is. It's over with, and I don't think a lot of the fan base really cares about his big, fat contract that he's not happy with.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares about that at all. But watch Adrian Peterson rush for 2 touchdowns over 100 yards in a victory against the San Francisco 49ers. First game of the season on Monday Night Football. Everybody's going to forget everything that ever happened. Jim Rich, Fox 9.
Hi, boys.
Jim.
Didn't we just have this conversation yesterday?
I know.
It seems like,
Didn't we just say that Adrian wants money guaranteed? Yep. Isn't that what we were talking about yesterday?
You said exactly that.
But yesterday he said this was, I mean, before he released the statement to Josina Anderson, he was saying, and his people were saying, this isn't about the money. It's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's about the money.
That's all it is. I mean, he came out and said it in Twitter, came out and talked with people about the business side of things. It's the money.
Right. No, he basically... It probably went down like this, okay? Here we go. We'll do a little role play.
Okay.
I'm calling you. Hello. Ben Dagra.
Hello? Oh, I'm Ben Dagra? Okay, yeah. Ben Dagra.
Ben, this is AP. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, AP, what's on your mind? Listen, I've been on the phone all morning with Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't care what you're talking about. This is me talking, so you answer when I call.
I just picked up.
I'm sitting here watching the kids. Trees are all trimmed. I can't reach any branches in the yard. That was a great idea you had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yep, keep going.
And I'm watching SportsCenter here. Oh. I got Junior on the other TV playing PlayStation, so I don't have to worry about that. I'm watching SportsCenter, and I see Coach Zimmer on there, and he says, I got 2 options. 1, I show up. 2, I sit home. Oh, wait a minute. Isn't my money guaranteed, Ben?
Hold on. Well, Adrian, didn't I explain that to you about 5 years ago? That no, it's not guaranteed. It's an NFL contract.
Wait, what are you talking about? No, you're my agent. You're supposed to be taking care of me.
Yeah.
This money is guaranteed. I signed for $100 million,
right?
$98 million.
I know, Adrian. But listen. We had guaranteed money built into that contract that they were good for. Of that $98 million or $100 million, I forget the number, but we signed for the
guarantee. 36. Oh, $36 million. See that,
I think that's right.
I remember it all because I'm looking at it right now.
I don't know what to tell you, Adrian. The last 2 years on your contract, we'll probably have to restructure it because they can tear it up.
Oh, my God. Ben, I'm going on Twitter right now. I'm fixing this.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. And don't give the phone to your father. And tell your father not to talk to anybody either.
That was a great role play, guys.
That's basically what happened yesterday.
That was unbelievable. And then that Twitter rant today, my God, what was he thinking? I mean, the guy can't get out of his own way.
I know it.
But you know what, though? Seriously, though, he is right. And Mike, you know this as well.
Yeah.
The NFL's contracts are awful.
Yes.
You guys risk your lives. You risk, you know, being maimed for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You could possibly get killed on that field.
You sure could.
And the money is not guaranteed. Instead, in the latest CBA, what did they go for that they were all excited about? No more 2 padded practices in training camp. That was their big victory.
But they fight for all the good stuff, man. Whoever did that was brilliant. Whoever figured that one out and how to get out of practice and how to get out of putting those damn things on, that's damn near, that's a Pulitzer.
Right, and the owners go, okay, guys, you really got us in a spot now. All right, we'll relent on this, but no guaranteed contracts. Well, that's fine, as long as we're not out there.
Well, that's fine, but I'll be darned if I'm going to stand out there in the sun with that sun baking down on my neck. Now, they won't tear my contract up. That's what everyone will say.
Of course.
Everyone will say, but they won't tear that up.
And this is the reality that Adrian all of a sudden has had dawn on him, that he has never been to this point in his NFL life where the money's not rolling in, where the Vikings are saying, hey, we got to redo your deal. Let's give you more. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. McKinnon looks pretty good.
But if they
Asiata got us the short yardage.
If Adrian Peterson would have played last year, the Minnesota Vikings, and everybody talked about this, were going to probably ask him to take a pay cut or restructure. Adrian, in his Twitter rant today, is basically saying that they asked him to take a pay cut. According to multiple sources, their sources with the Vikings organization say that never happened. The Vikings never went to Adrian Peterson to take a pay cut, even though it probably would have happened. But if they asked him to take a pay cut, then he would have said, well, screw you guys, I'm quitting, and then he would have gone to the Dallas Cowboys, would have played exactly into his hands. The Minnesota Vikings were smarter than that. And so I feel like Adrian Peterson's doing just to get this $12.75 million so they don't ask for a pay cut. And I feel like he's getting it done, but he also wants more guaranteed money for the next couple of years. But God, the guy is making crap tons of money. Just shut your yapper. You're coming off a year where the Vikings paid you to sit on the couch after you were in trouble with the law, went to court, and were convicted of a Class A misdemeanor for child abuse. Come on, man. I mean, you're not that dumb.
The timing is not very good.
No.
There's no doubt about this. But had he played last year and had none of these off-field issues popped up, there would have been a new contract for Adrian waiting for him at the end of last season with more guaranteed money, and then it would have lowered the cap hit for the team this year and then the next 2 years where he's at. It goes from 12 to 14 to 16 the last year, 16.75. So what they would have done is shave that and then gave him more guaranteed money and then spread it out, and it would have been made everybody happy. But because the Vikings don't trust him as far as they can see him can't even see him, this is not the time to bring it up.
No, you're right. It's been too much. And for him to think, he's making more money this year than Marshawn Lynch, than any running back. So
he's making quarterback money in a league that doesn't value running backs very much.
And he didn't play last year. And he's coming in. He's an older running back, and he's had surgery to repair a torn groin. Ouch. But, Jim Rich, we are going to go now because you need to go surgically attach yourself to the TV screen. I think you're on soon.
Yes, I'll be back on there again.
We'll be watching.
That was great,
we
had that audio of Ben Dagra and Adrian.
You know what? I mean, I can't believe it.
You guys did some great research on that.
Well, we have great interns that are sprinkled around throughout the country that can get that anytime we need it.
That's dynamite stuff.
They send us cut-ups from everywhere. Everywhere. We have one of you and I partying last weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but we
and Jerry Jones were getting lap dances, and I have exclusive pictures of all of that.
Well, from Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Yeah. but thankfully, Chris Christie blocks the wind, so nobody could see
us. Exactly. He wasn't blocking the wind, he was breaking wind. But anyway, James Rich, we got to go. We'll watch you the rest of the evening on Fox 9. We'll never leave our TV because we love you to death. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you, boys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Guy we hate. Hardball, Mike Berardino, seam heads, look out. It's more beat down.
Here for the Minnesota Twins today.
Time to oil up the mitts. It's Hardball with Mike Berardino.
The information in the head of his, so I'm willing to learn it.
Definitely excited to have him lead the way.
Get your seam head talk right now on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Damn it, Maverick.
I'm not Maverick. I'm
Goose.
I'm Goose, and I fly in the back seat.
You're dead.
Yeah, deader than a doornail. But you know what? I got enough left in my carcass.
Used to play hide the pickle with Mel Gibson. What's her name? Mel Tomei? No, Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
Same thing.
Marissa Tomei, by the way.
No, there was what's his name? Carl Tomei. Mel Tomei. There was Mel Tomei,
the singer. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great stuff.
I'll bet, you know what, someone who knows a little bit about music and Jeff Beck and just different artists is Mike Berardino.
I love that guy.
We We can bring him in right now. He can decide who was Goose, who was Maverick, and if Mel Torme was a jazz or a pop singer.
Mel Torme was the Velvet Fog. That's
correct.
All I have.
Correct.
He was a crooner, and he was a kind of little fat man, and he was known as the Velvet Fog.
I wonder if he was related to Jim Tomei.
Not at all. It's a Torme, not Tomei. Torme, and no relation to Marissa either.
The Academy Award-winning actress for... Yeah,
she's amazing.
My Cousin Vinny.
Mike Berardino, a lot of questions. Twins baseball, they're off today
really?
Before hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, trading season.
People are
starting to speculate on where the Twins are going to go. You know, they're contending now, or supposedly. It's not even the end of May. Would you just shut up and let me ask the question?
He's a smart ass.
My God.
It's so funny.
We're smart asses.
He's killing
the king of all smart asses. He's not killing me. I'm just ignoring what he's saying. I'll turn him off. But Miguel Sano ripping it up down in the minor leagues right now. What happens when it's time for him to come up? Do they move the other guy that's there right now? What's his nuts? His name? Mel Torme?
Trevor Plouffe.
Move him to the outfield.
What? Don't. That's my guy. You talk about your guy that way. You don't talk about my Trevor Plouffe that way. He plays third, the hot corner. He's got a hell of a glove and a hell of a bat on him.
I don't see Trevor Plouffe coming off third base this season, potentially in the future. But Sano is not completely tearing it up down there. He's been erratic. He was actually off to a very slow start, and he heated up, and now he's been kind of moderate. And his defense, he's not making errors at the rate he was before. But there's no pressure point coming where they have to get Miguel Sano into this lineup. I think his best way to jump in the lineup would be a DH. But I don't think there's a pressure point coming there either. He needs to really heat up for that to happen, I would say, in terms of who's closer to being able to come up off of that Chattanooga team, Buxton or Sano, or Sanokston, as I like to call them together. I would say Buxton a little bit ahead.
Mike, you care about talking about anything with this guy?
I do. I love these young guys and the names that I want to see up here right now. I'm the NFL guy that believes that if you've got it, you got it. I don't like the idea that Buxton hasn't got it at the plate. It's too much of a mental game, too much of a, come on, that kid can play at any level.
Well, think of it maybe in these terms. In the NFL, you certainly don't want to put a quarterback out there until he's prepared for the speed of the game and the failure and the hits and all that can come with it. You can ruin a quarterback in 1 or 2 weeks for good. You can do that. And I think in baseball, the same sort of thing, even though nobody's coming at you, 300 pounds from different angles, what you have is the potential to be ruined with failure. And that's what they guard against. That's why the Aaron Hicks story, where he's come back here this time and trying to reinvent himself, and we talked about it when you had his brother on, Joseph Jr., that it would be a great story if he could do it after failing essentially twice and going all the way back to Double A. And he had a heck of a nice day yesterday, and he's had some game-changing plays, a handful of them, defensively. Well, it's pretty hard to do what he's doing on your third try, and I think the Twins want to make sure that when Buxton comes up, when Sano comes up, when Barrios comes up, they're here to stay.
Granted. Mike Berardino, Hardball, TwinCities.com, St. Paul Pioneer Press, brought to you by Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Vitamins never tasted this refreshing. I'm sure everybody and their grandma is asking you if this first-place Minnesota Twins team is for real, because I'm not even the baseball guy, and I'm getting that question tweeted and texted me all the time. And I'm sure you're sick of it. I'm not even going to ask you. I probably will be asking you tomorrow as we're live from the office just down the street from Target Field.
Oh,
Game 3, you're invited.
4 to 7. You are invited. We'd love to have you. We'll buy you a water or whatever you want. If there's a sandwich, salad, whatever, we'll be down there about 3 o'clock eating some lunch. If you're going to come down early, we'll buy you some food. Love to have you. Love to be real friends with you. I know you don't really like friendship.
What time do you fellas get there do all those preparations?
3 o'clock.
Well, we prep the hell out of the show at about 3 o'clock eating.
We don't. The show is already prepped by 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, we get down there and eat the food because it's
eat
amazing.
The hell out of it. Oh, yeah.
And wow. Sable's down there. And you're going to love Sable.
I'll take your word for it.
So we'll see you down there tomorrow at 3.
We'll see. Okay.
None of this. No, wait. None of this we'll see crap.
They opened the clubhouse at 3:40, so I'd have to be back by that time. That's the tricky part. I'm processing this right now. I'm trying to determine, you know, how long it would take the rickshaw to get me back to Target Field.
You have legs, you can use them, and I'm pretty sure the organization can get by without you for 10 minutes.
Wow. It's a statement.
I'm not so sure.
Wow. Well played.
Okay, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, well, look, the offer stands.
Thank you.
You know what you're up against. If you show up at 3 o'clock, you probably get fed and sent over there, rickshaw or not, and you'll make it by 3:40 for the clubhouse.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, then. All right, then. We're good.
Okay.
Pray on it tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Mike Berardino. You two just don't get along.
Yeah, we do. No.
I mean, there's real friction there.
No, it isn't.
To me, it's ugly.
I invite him and do nice things for him. The guy's just a jackass to me.
You just have had it with him.
Oh, yeah? Do you blame me?
I think he's nice.
I was the reason why he's still on the radio with us. You wanted to rickshaw him off the radio because
really
you hated him so much.
He was just so nasty.
And now you guys are best buddies, and you're leaving me on the cold. Three's a crowd.
I did. I wanted to get rid of him.
I know. You hated him.
I
saved his ass, and he's a prick to me.
Yeah.
Should be the prick to you.
I don't treat him like you treat him. You treat him like garbage.
I do not.
You treat him like absolute garbage.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
He treats me like garbage.
We'll see tomorrow.
I treat him like recycling.
How do you think this will go if he shows up tomorrow at the office on Washington?
It'll be great.
I think so, too.
I'd love to call him a prick in real life.
That I must see. And eating chicken wings while you're doing that. That will be good. Come on back, everybody. What do we have? Look out. It's Mike's break. What did we say we were going to talk about? It'll go back to Adrian. I mean, that's just the way we'll have a talk session. So call me 651-989-9105. And we will talk about the latest situation with Adrian. Can we get by without him? Does he really think that we will budge on that contract based on they have to have me with Teddy Bridgewater and all these other, they want this big time. They'll have to do it. And I think we'll talk about the leverage that Ben Dagra thinks that he's got next.
Playing this song for you because every day you come in just reeking of whiskey. Whiskey hangover from Godsmack on the ticket.
Look, if it helps the situation any, I'm sorry. But I drink a lot of whiskey, a lot of Jameson. I like coming in to do radio smashed, which I am. I like some Godsmack with it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But you, on the other hand, I'm sorry about the way it smells in here. And I really would quit both farting and Jameson if you would quit smoking.
Smoking what?
Whatever it is and ever, whatever products you put in a roll of paper. I don't even know what it is most of the time. Like, it's ugly. But no, if you quit smoking, I will quit farting.
Anything.
Let's just make a pact right here on the air right now. Let's guarantee the fans out there listening that you and I will see how long we can go with you not smoking, me not farting on this show.
Okay.
For you, that's going to have to be all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I'll throw in the whiskey, too.
You can never fart again,
whiskey.
Ever,
right.
In your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's make that deal.
Perfect.
Because you really are going to try to quit smoking.
Well, I've been quit, and then I'll have some, and then I'll quit, and then I'll have some, and then so I just want to, I'm doing a big cigar blowout this weekend. I'm smoking. I ordered a 10-pack of cigars. I think I've had two. So 8 of them gone. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You're going to be at your parents' place, right? You're going to help move a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Well, it's already done, basically. I'm just going to hang out at the new place, and I'm just going to just rip through them like crazy. I want to come back talking like this, brother.
Did you go out and buy some nice or some good ones?
Oh, yeah. I bought my favorites, Rocky Patel's, but I bought them a long time ago because I thought, you know, hey, I can do this. Having cigar, being a former smoker, I could do the cigar thing, but then when I have cigars and I want to have smokes or I have drinks, I want to have smokes, I can't do any of it because I'm like an addict when it comes to like being an alcoholic or a meth head or whatever it is. Like you can't do any of it.
Jeez. All or nothing.
Gotta be. And so since I'm so ripped, since I'm so ripped now.
I know.
I mean, look at me.
It's going to be a
I'm taking off my shirt so you can see my pecs, and I can kind of dance them a little bit.
I can see that. I can see that. Why do you have your nipples connected with a chain? It's not funny.
I don't have my nipples connected with a chain.
It's weird. It's weird is what it is.
I have my nipple connected to my ear, connected to my Prince Albert. It's two completely different things.
But now these cigars, are you a cigar aficionado?
Yes.
Because I think the embargo has been lifted from Cuba.
No, it hasn't. It has not.
Okay. I thought it was. No. You can buy cigars down there. Those damn Cohibas. Mm-hmm. Little Particus.
Never again.
Well, you're done then Wednesday. You'll be done by Wednesday. You'll come back and you'll be...
Oh, Wednesday I'm going to be a giant ass.
Nasty.
Wednesday I'll be an ass. Thursday I'll be an ass. Friday I'll be a jackass. Saturday and Sunday you don't have to deal with me.
Monday.
I might be dead by then.
What do you think will happen? Mm. I mean, that would cause you to maybe...
Be dead?
Yeah.
Cancer.
Mm. Yeah, that could be it. Mm. What about Berardino? You will be acting like Mike Berardino starting Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing that you... can't get along with Mike.
I can't get along with Mike.
No, I don't think you do.
You know, I do get along with him. I love Mike Berardino. I saved his job.
I wanted him off.
I know you did.
So bad.
I said, trust me. He'll be better. He'll be fine. We'll just call him a prick. Tory Hunter blew the lid off Mike Berardino. Tory Hunter is one of the most beloved athletes in Twin Cities history.
And Mike smarted off to him.
And Tory Hunter called him a prick.
Right.
Not once. Not twice. Three times.
So I heard every one of them
it
live.
It was news. It was breaking news all over the channel 5, 4, 11, 9, all of them. Radio stations.
Even Animal Planet.
Animal Planet was covering it, CNN, wall-to-wall coverage on the Discovery Channel. So I said, dude, Tory Hunter calls him a prick. We can call him a prick, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We call him a prick, and he laughs. He loves it. And then he's nice to us.
Yeah, I know.
If we're a Jicky Jack to him, he gets all this. He loves it. He laughs.
He goes, I get it. He's like, okay. These guys just love it when I ride them hard.
Mm.
But he never used to let on that was what he liked to do until we started matching him. Well, mostly you. But I don't know if he knows how much of it I throw before I lead to him before he comes on.
Oh, he can hear it.
Do you think he's listening?
Oh, he can hear it.
Okay.
He's on the phone. He can hear it.
This Peterson thing, Ben Dogger thinks his client is so important to this organization and to the face of this organization with a brand new stadium being built, almost done. It'll be done by next summer. Is that they need to continue and go on and move on with and cooperating with Adrian Peterson and that they can't do it without him. That's what he's banking on, is that there's no way with Adrian sitting there on contract but needing to be a better contract and more guaranteed money on that contract, is that they would never refuse that and go back to what they had last year. That's what he's hoping for. That's what he's banking on. I believe that. Now, they're going to say, nope, all that's true. All that is true. But we have him on contract, and he would have to play if he wants to play. And they're banking that there's no way he would come off the football field and sit. Dogra has to have his guy, Adrian Peterson, willing to sit if he tells him he ain't playing. And then that's the only way he can play the Vikings into their hand to see if they're bluffing when they say they don't need him. They've got Asiata, McKinnon, and whomever, at Banyard.
The Vikings are in the driver's seat. If they give him more guaranteed money and he goes out and he stinks because he hasn't played football in over a year, then they're going to look like the jackass. It come out and Adrian Peterson gets injured, they're going to be the jackass.
Right.
So right. The Minnesota Vikings are just protecting the franchise, protecting their organization like any company would do.
How close am I with the Dogra take?
You're pretty close.
651-989-9105. If you think it's Dogra's way of saying, we all know, you can't go into a season, Ted Bridgewater, second year, big-time running back to help take the pressure off of Ted, tell me if that isn't it. Because I think that's the only card he can play. You don't want to go into that stadium next summer without a guy like this. That's what that 2016 and 17 contract is all about. Him getting into the new stadium, breaking that bad boy open, face of the squad again. I believe that that's what he thinks he can bank on.
We have a caller, Ben from Dinkytown. You're on 105 The Ticket. Hey, Ben.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
good.
Do you think I'm close?
I think you're brilliant.
You didn't get it. I mean, do you think I'm close? Because I'm really close to you, being in Dinky Town, that is. Well, do you have a different angle, or do you think that Ben Dogra? Is this Ben Dogra, by the way, in Dinky Town?
No, this is Ben Holson.
You have a take on this show, every show. Mm-hmm. You are normally, well, I guess we split about 50-50. This is a take where... I mean, we go back to the basketball stuff, the baseball season last year, football season this year, which I stunk at. What do you think? What do you think that Ben Dogra can do that commands any attention from the Vikings?
Nothing. He's doing what he's doing right now. He can tell his client.
I think you're in a bad spot. Can you slide your chair up a little bit?
Okay, how about this?
Your phone is unbelievable. Like, you must be right on a tower.
Sorry.
Where do you think it's going, really?
I don't know. Where's the end game? That's what we should talk about at some point. That we had a caller already today that called up and said, where does this ever end?
I know it. It doesn't until the football season starts. Because that means someone had to have been bluffing. It's a standoff right now.
Either Adrian Peterson can fire Ben Dogra and say, and blame everything on Ben Dogra and say, you know, go Vikings, didn't have anything to do with that Ben Dogra thing.
Yeah.
The Vikings can give him guaranteed money. Those are the only two situations I think that can...
They can end it, yeah.
Or Adrian Peterson can just man up and stop being having a Twitter meltdown today and come to terms and just come to OTAs or come to Winter Park and say, guys, I realize you paid me $8 million last year to be on the commissioner's exemplist. I didn't play it down for you. You still paid me. I appreciate that for standing by me and saying all the nice things that you said in the offseason. I'm coming back, and I'm going to run my butt off for you guys in hopes of getting another contract. To play in the new stadium, to play for one of the best coaches the Minnesota Vikings have ever seen in Mike Zimmer after only one season. Teddy Bridgewater, second season, best rookie quarterback in the NFL last year. We have a lot of things going on here with the Minnesota Vikings, and I want to be part of it. Three options.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
It really is pretty simple. You have the two that Mike Zimmer gave him yesterday, and you have that one right there. Just come on back, swallow your pride. Say you're sorry to everybody in the locker room and get your pads on. Just put your pads on. That's what you want to do. Chase Emmett down. Go ahead. Chase him down. And I think you can get him. It's going to cost him six more years in the league, and he better jump back in now because he's running out of games at his age at running back.
36 years old, still running in the NFL. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
If anybody can do it, it's Adrian Peterson.
I don't know what Emmett was. I think Emmett had to have been pretty close because that's an awful lot of yards. You have to rack up a lot of damn seasons to be able to do that. Sam Ekstrom is up next. I don't think he played in the NFL, but he would know a thing or two about this Peterson thing. I know he would, but we're not going to talk about that. Another Viking, though, is Brandon Bostic. You remember him from the botched onside kick.
My favorite Packer of all time. Love that guy.
It's an amazing story about, you know, basically using him as a scapegoat and cutting him after the season, after the playoff game, and he was just done away with. You don't talk about a torn up contract right there on the spot almost. Anyway, Sam wrote a nice article at 105 The Ticket under Cold Omaha. That's what they call that writer's group. And we will be talking to the actual Sam Ekstrom.
People ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
A lot of people are not worried. A lot of people are not concerned so much with... I know.
I'm not worried.
That's the problem right there.
I'm not concerned.
That's the damn problem. Both of you are head coaches in two different sports, no less, but don't you want to know beforehand if it's a run or a pass?
I'm not concerned.
Apparently not. So anyway, with that being said, I guess we'll just get into it because we know if it's going to be a run or a pass.
I'm not worried.
You just sit still and relax and just try to get through the playoffs next year. Okay?
I'm not worried.
Well, you will be if I head over there. Okay, we're going to talk with Sam Ekstrom. Mike, shut up. See? He listens. He listens. Yeah, he better listen too. Sam, you haven't said a word yet.
How you doing, guys?
How are you,
Sam Edstrom?